Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 23rd, 2026, and the theme is loop engineering, the new buzz around AI coding agents. The short version, developers are moving from manually prompting agents, one turn at a time, to designing systems that prompt, check, retry, remember, and stop safely. The phrase is catching on because it names the next layer of agent work. Prompt engineering improved the instruction. Context engineering improved what the model sees. Harness engineering improved the environment where the agent runs. Loop engineering improves the repeated workflow around the agent. The strongest public post is Adi Osmani's June 7th essay, Loop Engineering. His framing is direct. Loop engineering is replacing yourself as the person who prompts the agent. Instead, you design the system that does it. That system discovers work, delegates to agents, verifies output, records state, and decides the next step. The new stack followed with coverage that framed loops as a software production line. One part finds work. One part changes code. One part verifies the result. Another part records what happened so tomorrow's run can pick up from today's state. That is the important shift. A loop is not a prompt template. It is orchestration. The reason this is becoming a real workflow now is that the product primitives are shipping. Codex has docs for automations, worktrees, skills, subagents, and approval controls. Claude Code has docs for the agent loop, scheduled tasks, slash loop, worktrees, skills, and subagents. Put those pieces together and you get the raw material for recurring agent work. Scheduled execution, isolated branches, reusable project knowledge, specialized reviewers, tool permissions, and safety gates. So what does a good loop include? First, a trigger, maybe a failed CI run, a nightly schedule, a stale issue, or a manual command. Second, state, a durable file, ticket, issue comment, or database row that records what has been tried and what remains. Third, a worker agent that performs the task in an isolated workspace. Fourth, a verifier that runs cheap deterministic checks like tests, lint, type checks, API probes, or snapshot comparisons. Fifth, a reviewer for cases that deterministic checks cannot judge. And finally, an exit rule, success, failure, budget exhaustion, or escalation. That exit rule is the part that separates loop engineering from an expensive conversation. If the stop condition is just, does this feel good? The agent can spin forever. If the stop condition is the targeted test passes, the diff is under 300 lines, and the loop stops after 3 attempts, then you have bounded autonomy. The verifier is the trust boundary. The agent that wrote the code should not be the only agent judging the code. A better pattern is maker and checker separation. Let one agent implement. Let deterministic tools check first. Then use a separate review agent, or a human, for the judgment that tools cannot provide. There are risks. Loops without hard stops burn tokens. Loops without strong checks produce confident churn. Self-modifying memory can write bad instructions into persistent context and compound the problem. Parallel agents can collide without worktree isolation, and teams can build comprehension debt by merging code faster than they understand it. The practical starting point is small. A daily CI triage loop is a good first use case. At 7 in the morning, fetch failed runs from yesterday. Classify the failure. For low-risk cases, draft a patch and a worktree. Run the targeted test. Stop after 3 attempts or when the test passes. Ask a human to review before opening or merging a pull request. Today's takeaway, loop engineering is not the end of software engineering. It is software engineering moving up a level. The winning teams will not be the ones with the longest prompts. They will be the ones with the safest loops, the clearest checks, and the best human review points. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the core idea behind loop engineering? A. Designing a repeated agent workflow with checks, retries, state, and an exit condition. B. Writing a longer one-shot prompt for every task. C. Removing all tests so agents can move faster. D. Using only image models for software engineering. The answer is A. Loop engineering is about the workflow around the agent. Trigger, work, verification, retry, state, and stop conditions. Question 2. Why are deterministic checks important in a loop? A. They provide cheap, objective evidence that the loop should continue or stop. B. They make token budgets unnecessary. C. They allow the agent to skip code review forever. D. They prevent any need for source control. The answer is A tests, lint, type checks, and API probes are cheaper and more objective than asking another model to judge everything. Question 3. What is the role of worktrees in loop engineering? A. They isolate parallel agent work so file edits do not collide. B. They replace all project documentation. C. They make failed tests pass automatically. D. They disable persistent state. The answer is A. Isolated worktrees let multiple agents work in parallel without writing over the same checkout. Question 4. What is a major risk of self-modifying agent memory? A. Bad guidance can become persistent context and bias future runs. B. The agent will forget every file immediately. C. It makes all loops free to run. D. It removes the need for human review. The answer is A. If an agent writes poor instructions into durable memory, the error can compound across later loop iterations. Question 5. What is the safest first loop for most teams? A. A small workflow with a clear trigger, cheap check, hard stop, and human review. B. A fully autonomous system that merges any generated code. C. A loop with no budget or time limit. D. A conversational loop whose only check is whether the output sounds confident. The answer is A. Small bounded loops help teams gain leverage while keeping cost, quality, and review risk under control. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build the loop, but keep the engineer in charge.